you've managed to keep it from getting discovered in this technological age up till the very end. That's something in itself, you know. I'd hate to be the source of the leak, so we made it. I think it's going to be great that people get to hear this as a whole piece of work and decide which ones they like, but I'd like for them to listen to it all the way through once because it works. It does on the drive from my house in Sag Harbor to Montauk and back. And the weird thing was, I go out there, it's about 20 miles out to go, and then I go surfing. And so I gave it a bar test, a road test, a boat test. I was listening. Mm-hmm. I do all that when I listen and make sure it's all right. I drove out, got in, surfed, and I stopped wherever it was in the middle of whatever song. Got back in my car and finished surfing, drove home, and it got right to the very end of the very last song. I went, that's pretty interesting that this drive I make religiously to go surfing that's kind of like on my slot car out to my surf spot. That album perfectly fit the time it takes to get from home to surfing back. But it happened. Well, Something About a Boat is the lead track on the album because I always kind of try to make it like there's a story, that kind of a song line that would flow through songs from Saint Somewhere with that title. Because albums that I really are my favorite are albums that I could put on and listen all the way through, like Sgt. Pepper or Blue by Joni Mitchell, or, you know, in my old wild days, the Moody Blues. And you put on an album and listen to it, and, you know, there were rarely bad songs on there. And I didn't think we had any bad songs on here or songs that were weaker than others. I thought they all were pretty strong. So I thought, well, at this point in time in my career and doing records, we're just going to put it all out there. So in going in and sequencing it, it felt like that was a good kind of connection to what some people would call older albums of mine, like the A1A days. And I always go back and listen to everything as I'm in the process of doing the next new thing. And I did. I went back and listened to everything. Something of a Boat, which I didn't write, but the cool thing, it was written by Django Walker, who is Jerry Jeff Walker's son. So that's kind of a treat and a thrill to have his son write a song that made this record. And it made it because it was really a cool song. So leading off with that was a way just to get in and almost connect back to those A1A days when actually, in truth, Jerry Jeff and I were living in Key West together. So that's the long way around how that song became the opening song. Plus, it's about guitars, dogs, and boats. And I know some women will get offended at that, but I've written a good number of songs about women in my life, and they're out there, so go listen to those. But this is about dogs, boats, and guitars. Here it is.
Something about a boat sitting on the sea, out there in the wind, floating on the free. Take around the world, bring you back home, gives a man hope. Something about a boat, something about an old guitar, and the way it still sings after all the smoky bars and the broken strings. Played a million songs, broke a lot of hearts, made some people stars. Something about an old guitar. Ain't it crazy how something seems like nothing at all? Take a big old room, make it seem so small. Seeing windows where there are walls makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Something about your dog sitting by your side. If you had a bad day, she ain't gonna run and hide. Just a wagging that tail, grinning that grin. Something about my dog makes her my best friend. Ain't it crazy how something seems like nothing at all? Take a big old room, make it seem so small. Seeing windows where there are walls makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Makes a whole lot of something out of nothing at all. Something about a dog Something about an old guitar. Something about a boat gives a man hope.